talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making as we speak. And again, I want to say I'm very glad we have an app, Devil Radio app. Download it from Apple, Google stores, from our website. Take it with you 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows on Devil Radio. Well, a good development. You know, I've talked about Chris Christie and Andrew Giuliani and some of these pieces of work. Some good news. Val Demings, an outstanding Democratic congresswoman from Florida, has announced that she will challenge Marco Rubio in the 2022 Senate race in Florida. It's coming up here from November. She's a major announcement, major figure. She should be our nominee. Now, let me tell you something about her. She's a former police chief, not just a police officer, police chief in Orlando, and a darn good one, She's ethical. She was a tough police chief. She was one of Trump's impeachment managers, very experienced, very well respected, would be great in the Senate. You know, Marco Rubio is a slippery thing. He really is a slippery thing. I mean, this guy, he'll say things occasionally to try to look bipartisan, but he is a Trump supporter. He votes down the line with Moscow Mitch. He is a pawn of Moscow Mitch. We got to get him out of there. The demographics in Florida are complex, very rich and varied. I think that Val Demings will do very well. So keep her in mind. If you're looking for somebody to contribute to, Val Demings. Val Demings, obviously, in addition to our own Senate candidates here in Wisconsin against Ron Johnson, of course. But occasionally people call up and say, well, who outside? I've already contributed what I want in Wisconsin. Who outside should I do it to? Val Demings. Google her. Take a good look at her. She's a very, very fine person. I personally like her. Never met her, but I mean, just seeing her demeanor, how she speaks, very deliberate and reserved, truthful. Be a great senator. Really would be a great U.S. senator. Okay, we're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, man, I've been saying this since the election of Biden, that Trump is going to go away slowly, and I'm standing by it. This news today now, I don't know what you make of it, but it moves from civil to criminal. There's all kinds of other things in the works. And if nothing else, the reason I'm saying it is Trump is a self-preservationist. It's all about him. And when he sees these charges and everything that's going on, I think it's all going to be moving towards saving his hide, and he's not going to have any interest in running for president again.
You know, that's a good, as always, you've anticipated one of our topics, so I'm going to jump right to it right now because Dick of Madison has just raised it. And then, Dick, I'm going to give you my take on it, which is somewhat like yours, but not entirely. What Dick is referring to is that New York Attorney General Letitia James has just announced, just came in yesterday, that the investigation into Trump by the state attorney general has moved from civil to criminal. And that's a very, very serious thing for Trump. Here's the deeper background. You know, the Manhattan district attorney, Cyrus Vance, has been investigating Trump, subpoenaed his tax returns. The state attorney general has looked at his tax returns too. And there is a very good chance that the Manhattan DA will criminally charge Trump. However, by the state attorney general getting in, it elevates the game. Remember, Letitia James is the attorney general who went after the NRA to dissolve them for fraud, because some of the NRA bigwigs had taken millions of dollars from members' dues and paid personal expenses, luxury expenses, which is illegal. It is illegal. When doing that, the NRA declared bankruptcy, or tried to, so they could dissolve and then reincorporate in Texas, who would let them do anything. Letitia James said, no, we're not going to let you do that, fought it in court, and won. The court said, no, you can't use bankruptcy as a shield here, and they dismissed the bankruptcy petition, which now means that Letitia James, as the attorney general's case against the NRA, can go forward in New York. Okay. You go from there. Why does it matter that the state attorney general is getting involved? It's a matter of optics, for one thing. Look, if a DA somewhere, even if it is Manhattan, which is a big deal, goes after a former president, there's going to be a lot of cries of proportionality. You know, you can, what if a DA from Texas somewhere in a small town decides to indict, you know, Barack Obama? People are going to yawn and say, this guy's a nut, and so on. It doesn't have a lot of legitimacy. When the Attorney General of New York does it, however, that adds another dimension to this that's very substantial. Very, very substantial. First of all, she has a lot more resources than the DA in Manhattan. Secondly, you need a lot of people in a white-collar crime case, especially a tax case, accountants, forensic accountants, and others to put it together. The third thing to keep in mind, and I've said this before, and I'm concerned, Cyrus Vance basically got squeezed out by people in Manhattan who thought he wasn't diverse enough, very experienced guy, so he didn't run for re-election. Eight people are running to replace him, and a couple of them are flat-out nuts. And I'm saying that as a Democrat. One of them, her father, I think maybe both her parents, had been criminally convicted of felonies for robbing something, and her platform is, I will never again hurt a family the way ours was hurt. This is the DA, for Pete's sake, okay? This is the DA. Another one said, I'm going to cut the funding of the DA's office by 50%. We don't need this, okay? We don't need this. We need serious DAs. There are one or two people, one woman in particular, who is well-regarded, has some experience. But, you know, you dump her on the Trump prosecution, cold. So Letitia James, that's very, very important. Very, very important. Now, a lot of people are going to say, and maybe even people listening to the show, come on, Matt, look, there's a political deal, right? Trump, you know, there's New York. They don't like Trump, a lot of them, even though he's from New York. They're out to get him. So yawn, this is political. His base will say it's political. Let me tell you what it is they're really looking at. And let me tell you in a lot easier way to understand it if it happened in Milwaukee. And then I think you'll understand what occurred. If you have a house in Milwaukee or in Madison or Green Bay or Eau Claire, La Crosse, anywhere, Kenosha, Superior, and you tell the property taxing authority it's worth $100,000, and you don't let them in to look at the house because you don't have to, and they somehow buy it, you put in an affidavit, and your property tax is set at $100,000, then you need a line of credit, a homeowner line of credit. You go to the bank and you put in an affidavit saying it's worth $500,000 to support as collateral a line of credit. You have committed a felony. You have lied. You've put in a false document to a federally insured bank. And all of these banks are federally insured. That is a felony. Now, if you do that on property worth hundreds of millions of dollars, it adds up to some serious coin. Some serious change. And what they're investigating, and apparently have pretty good evidence on, is that when Trump valued things for property taxes or other taxes he had to pay, it was pitifully low. And when he put in statements, they don't even have to be under oath if it's a federally insured bank, but some of them were, that it was worth massive amounts more than that. That is a flat out felony. And I don't care if your name is Donald Trump or Joe Blow or John Smith. If you do that, prosecutors around the country will go after you. Otherwise, your banking system, I mean, what happens then is federal banks go, okay, and they lend this money. They take a bath. The federal government, the taxpayer, has to bail them out so that your deposits are protected. That's an example of one thing, and there are others like that. So if you have a house somewhere, don't tell the taxing authorities property that it's worth 100 grand and the bank 500 grand. So you pay little property taxes and get a big line of credit. Just don't do that. Trump's defense may be, well, I didn't sign that. And maybe he did sign it. In some cases he had to, but you know, my accountants told me to do it. And that's where the accountants come in. Complex case. You've got to turn the accountants, give them a lower sentence, get them to testify against Trump. So what Dick of Madison just said is absolutely right. That's the background on it. Trump is now under criminal investigation by the Attorney General of the state of New York, an elected attorney general statewide, as well as the Manhattan DA. They're working together. They can work together. It's very, very good news. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.